Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Saturday of the seventh week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we consider question 22 of the Heidelberg Catechism. One of the questions that frequently arises between Christians of different backgrounds and denominational leanings is, what are the essentials of the faith? That is, what are the core doctrines that absolutely must be adhered to for us to maintain that we are brothers and sisters in Christ? For we know that at some point, when our divergence in belief strikes at the fundamentals of the faith, it will necessarily cause a rift in our Christian fellowship. As Jesus himself pointed out in Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23, on that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Clearly, there is something missing in the belief of these many who will hear those heartbreaking words of Christ. Which brings us to question and answer 22 of the Heidelberg Catechism. What, then, is necessary for a Christian to believe? All that is promised us in the Gospel, which the articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith teach us in summary. In short, we are to believe everything that God has taught us in the Holy Scriptures. As Paul instructs Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Peter echoes Paul in 2 Peter 1, verse 21. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. While belief in all of God's word is required, we also recognize that many people have many different interpretations of the Bible, and there are a multitude of denominations, sects, and even cults that claim to adhere to the Word of God. Thus, in the course of church history, it became necessary to outline the Christian faith in such a manner that what theologians call the essentials of the faith, or the vitals of the faith, are clearly set forth. These core doctrines, the Church has taught, must be believed in order to be considered a Christian. Thus, while we confess we are to believe all that is taught in the Gospel, we also point to the articles of our shared Christian faith, taught to us in summary by what is commonly called the Apostles' Creed, that which the Reformers and authors of the Heidelberg Catechism held to be a clear and concise explanation of the beliefs essential to any who would call themselves a brother or sister in Christ. Thus, question and answer 22 of the Catechism introduces us to this idea and sets the stage for the next 36 questions, which will look more deeply into the essentials of the faith. And though it is named the Apostles' Creed, we know it was not penned by the Apostles of Scripture. Rather, it is so named because it is understood to be a succinct but faithful statement of that which the apostles taught. While parts of the creed can be found in baptismal confessions as early as 180 AD, as well as from writings in 200 and 250 AD, it wasn't until 340 that the clearest summation of the creed as we know it was set forth by Marcellus of Ancyra. Though slightly altered through the ages, the essential tenets of the creedal wording have not changed to this day. We must be careful to note that the Apostles' Creed does not stand in the place of Scripture, nor can it bind the conscience as Scripture does. However, as a concise summary of the teachings of the Bible, it is unmatched. Every part of it is drawn directly from the Scriptures, as we will see over the next few weeks. As we begin our study of these core doctrines, then, may we find ourselves united to the saints who have gone before us, that in the Church all glory may be given to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.